use the cabs here in this area, which does for getting my hair done, going to the store, going to the bank, and it's a small community, the nucleus of here where I live. And I don't feel, even though I have a license and I could go out and get in a car and drive, I think I would be pretty apprehensive on 15 anymore, although goodness knows I drove for since I was in college. I learned then to drive and continued to drive until last May.
It's interesting you bring that up, because wasn't it back in the 20s and 30s they didn't have driver's licenses back then? So
oh, yeah.
Anybody could drive a car?
Oh, no, 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 no. My mother got a license to drive in 1916, and an early woman driver. And I got mine while I was going to San Diego State. That is 1920, I think 29 or 28. I can't remember now, because stupidly I threw away my old licenses. I only kept the last couple. I wish I had, though, but I remember vividly getting it, going and getting it, and we had to take a driver's test, both written and some oral, and driving the car. They knew that we were capable, and I drove wherever we were stationed, and I drove up here to Escondido and over to the desert, up and down California. And then in 1981, my husband did most of the driving on the freeways. You know, I just drove around San Diego. And then when I got up here and I tried it a couple of times, I thought, no, this is the time to stop. Saved me a lot of money, too.
In the time following school, did you ever work again? After the initial 2 years?
Oh, you mean after I got married? Yes. I was called and asked if I would do tutoring to grade school students who just were failing in some particular area, usually math. And so I did that. And of course, always babysitting, you know, that was always. I didn't do any clerking after I was married. But, I think it was, I'd been out of state about 20 years, and we were stationed in Norfolk, Virginia, and there was a great need for teachers. And I had been approached by it. The system, if I would, you know, give them a hand when they needed teachers. So I went down and applied, and the superintendent said, well, do you feel that you are ready to go into a classroom since you haven't taught for so many years? And I looked at him and I said, are you telling me that I was only qualified for several years? I said, I still feel that I have something to offer, and I think San Diego State, a wonderful curriculum, and if you were qualified, you graduated. And by golly, the next morning, he looked at me, you know, and the next morning he called and said, I have an opening for you. Will you take a full-time class? And I said, no, I'll do substituting. And then I substituted for about a month, almost every day. And then they called and said, we have a new school opening at Ingleside, and we really need a first grade teacher. Will you take it? So I did. It was, I think it was about March. April, May, June, yes. It was February or March, and I finished out that And then they offered me a full-time job, and I said no. My husband was expecting orders in the fall, and that I would not accept a school and then a class and then leave right in the middle, because after all, I was thinking of the children. In those days, children sort of looked upon a teacher as a second mother. And they become, if they like you, they become very attached to their teachers. And several little girls I know said, "Oh, we are so glad you're our substitute teacher. We just love you." And one little girl looked at me and said, "I wish you were my mother." Then, when I returned to San Diego, I did not teach until both of my children were married. We came back in December of 54, bought a home, and then when both my son and daughter were married, that was in 1956 and 57, then I signed up for substituting, and I substituted for 9 years. No, not 9 years. I'll take that back. Until 57 to 66. Yes, it was. It was 9 years. And then my husband's health began to fail, and my mother was getting along, so I decided to give it up. But I did miss it, and I loved those years because I apparently pleased the teachers. They asked for me, and the principals would ask for me. If a teacher knew she was going to be out, she would request me. So I felt sort of proud of that, you know. And I taught many a time, 3 and 4 months at a time I would accept a class. And so, but when I walked out the last time, I knew I would not be returning. That, and then of course my husband lingered for another 9 years. But I took care of my mother and him, and I was pretty busy.
At the time, earlier on when you were teaching and your children were still young, wasn't that unusual? To be working?
No, I did not teach when they were young, dear. They were, they were in high school when I went back to teaching in Norfolk. I had refused all those years. I said, no, my children need me. But then when they were juniors, sophomore, junior, senior in high school, then I felt that there would be no loss, you know, there. Because by the time they got home from school, I would be home from school. So that worked out great. I would have hated had circumstances made it a necessity for me to have gone to work while they were little people and have to what do they call them now? Latch key kids? I wouldn't have liked that, and I would have had a very difficult time accepting it and doing a good job wherever I was employed, whatever work I was doing, because I would be so worried about my children.
So you think the absence of, say, a mother who's constantly in the home affects children when they grow up?
You know, in this day where two people usually have to work, mother and father, to buy a home, to raise their children, educate them. I hate to say it, but I do feel there is a time there when those kids miss their mother. And it depends, of course, upon the child. There are children that you can sit down and talk with them and explain why. And then tell them, when you get home, there's always, you lock that door. You don't let anybody in. You don't talk to anybody on the telephone that you don't know. You do your homework. There will always be something for you to eat if you're hungry. And I prefer that you stay inside your own backyard and the house until I get home.
Do you think the youth of today are far different from the youth of your day? Or perhaps is it the situations that have changed things?
A lot of them are much too smart-alecky. There would be World War III erupting if I were a young mother today with growing children, because I wouldn't take their sass. I would make them absolutely have to do things around their the house, keep their clothes hung up, make their bed in the morning, change their clothes when they got home from school. I believed in those days we had school clothes and play clothes. And that they must learn early that you share in a home. You share the work, and that you help your mother around the house. You're going to enjoy it, and you have to do something to earn that joy, if that makes sense.
So you think that perhaps changing values of the parents is what's having the effect on the
What was that, dear?
Do you think the changing values of the parents are what perhaps make it appear as though children have changed?
I don't know that I'm qualified to answer that question, because while I took care of my grandchildren a lot, I would arrive when they were going out and be with the kids, and then when they come home, I would come home. So I really don't think I can answer that question at all.
I believe you said earlier that there was like about a 20-year interval between the
yes,
teaching jobs.
Yes.
Did the children change in that time? I mean, did you perceive any change?
Yes. The fifth graders, sixth graders, were very sassy. They didn't like discipline. They, when you would assign them whatever was the assignment for the day, sometimes they did it, sometimes they didn't. It didn't seem to make any difference to them. You had, it was very difficult to try to interest them. I know in certain assignments I would say, well, I want you to write an essay, a story about your vacation. And if you didn't go on one, then make up one, something you would like to do. And that usually, I would get good results there. I must admit that when the new math came along, I was completely at sea. I couldn't unlearn my way and learn the new way. And not only the illness of the age of my mother, illness of my husband, that I decided to stop teaching, I knew in my own heart that new math was not getting the results that it should with the kids. The bright ones, yes, but the little ones that you spent time with to really assist them in their learning process, they were lost. And believe me, I could be a couple of pages ahead of them, but when it got up till I felt I was only a paragraph ahead, this was the time I said, enough is enough. If I don't understand what I'm teaching, I should not be in that classroom. And now I understand. Just as I have always felt that phonics was so important, and learning to spell and pronounce a word. And I have lived long enough to see that my ideas on both of them have gained merit through the years. I'm a little happy about that.
What was your family life like? I mean, were your parents strict or...?
Yes, indeed. My mother and father had to meet the boy, the young man that I went out with. And he didn't drive up in his car and just toot the horn. They had to get out and come in and meet my mother and father. And my father, and they had to know where we were going. And my father said, remember, my daughter is to be in the house not later than midnight. 12 o'clock and no later. And I can remember with some of the graduation festivities that if there was a dance, you know, that the boys would get together and they would pay the musicians to play an extra hour. Then I would have to find a phone and call my mother and say, Mama, may I stay this extra hour? Can you fix it up with Papa if he isn't there, because my father worked at night? And she'd say, yes, that's all right, honey. You've called, and I'll make it all right. Just don't worry about it. You have fun. But come straight home. We knew. I don't know that all families were like that, but mine was. Very strict, but understanding, and wise parents, and we loved each other very much, and we enjoyed being together, but they always had to know where we were. And even after getting married, I would always say to my parents, you know, well, we're going on this little trip, or we're going there, or we're... So if you can't get us, you'll know where we are. How you can reach us.
Did you have any siblings?
One sister. She was 2.5 years younger.
And what opportunities did she make for herself in her life?
Well, she started to state, and then she was offered a very good job with the Western Union. A good one. And she accepted it and went to school part-time. And then she met a fine young man working there, a San Diego native, and they decided to marry. And she did. She was 19, which interrupted her education, so to speak. She didn't go on and graduate. And that was my sister's life. She had one son, and she took a terrible illness called rheumatoid arthritis at 29 and died at 46. So That was a great sadness in our family.
So, for yourself, are you very happy that you had the did you want to marry young, or were you kind of happy that marriage came along a little bit later since you finished school?
I always felt that to marry really young was cutting off a lot of spatial time of becoming a young adult. That with my sister, it worked out fine. They were right. But too many couples who married too young find out after they're married that they wished they'd waited. They were not ready for the responsibility, and it all sounded glamorous getting married. And then, after they did marry, they found out that it was not quite as glamorous as they thought it was going to be. The responsibilities were heavy, and the relationships changed because they weren't old enough to accept always that responsibility.
So you think?
I'm delighted that I was 24 when I was married.
Mm-hmm. At that time, was that considered an old age to get married?
Well, because of the depression, I think marriage was pushed ahead the years. And as I said, I didn't regret for one moment that I was that age. And it was fun to have those years of you dated different fellas and you got to engage in activities, different things that might interest you, but you might not ever have had the opportunity to do if you'd married young and had to settle down. No, I'm glad I waited. I think young marriages are, and I don't know what the percentage would be, but most of them fail. I've seen it happen on my own grandchildren. One grandchild married too young. So, and I firmly believe the longer you can put off marriage, the better. Of course, that doesn't mean that the right person is going to come along. You know, you gotta be sure then about that aspect of your life.
Looking back upon the depression, were there any valuable lessons that you learned?
Yes. You have to work hard to earn money. Once you've got it, take care of it. Don't spend it all in one place. And I know that I was very, very careful in shopping. And saving money, sort of looking ahead for a rainy day. Still doing that. One of the little old ladies that clipped the coupons out of the newspaper, if I say double 50 cents or double 75 or 35 or 40, cuts down on my grocery bill, and I like that. So I guess I definitely am a child of the Depression.
Even though it sounds as though your family didn't really suffer through it as others have?
I was very aware of it. Very aware. And I knew that there were friends from high school that simply had to go to work. The girls usually ended up getting work at our best department store, which was Marston's, and worked there for years. But they would, when you would see them, they'd say, well, I still wish I could have had a few years at San Diego State. A lot of boys didn't get to go because they had to get into something and earn money. And I'm sure they regretted that they didn't get to have a few years at college because we worked hard, we studied hard, but they were carefree days too.
How do you mean by carefree?
We're getting to just do things that we wanted to do. It's kind of hard to explain what I did mean by that, but by going to school, you did have extra time there rather than reporting to a store and standing behind a counter. I did that at Christmas time and vacations. I clerked in stores. There's nothing glamorous about it. It's hard work. Carefree, weren't married, didn't have any responsibilities other than trying to be an integral part of your family relationships.
So the years at State basically gave you a time to grow.
Absolutely. You mature. In those 4 years, 3 or 4 years, you mature. If you don't, there's something wrong with you.
So it not only gave you an education, but it gave you the freedom of release from other day-to-day activities as jobs.
So yes, yes. And I'm very proud to have been an early graduate of San Diego State. It was a great college then, and it certainly is now. But I'm very dissatisfied with the fact that they do not have enough classes, and that instead of being able to finish in 3 or 4 years because you can't get the class that you need for graduation, and each year you're pushed back a little farther, that makes it very difficult, and I'm sure there are some who are so discouraged that they just drop out. They can't hack it financially and putting off earning a living that long. I'm glad that I did have the opportunity because of my parents and their interest that I did get to go on and complete, and I haven't ever regretted one bit.
Because of your parents' situation being on the good side during the Depression and perhaps your friends being on the poorer side, did you really cherish that you had that opportunity?
Oh, absolutely. Always, you just were real happy inside that you had this opportunity, and you felt sorry for your friends who did not have that opportunity and had to go on in clerking or doing whatever other kind of work they could get to earn themselves a living. I was proud of the fact that I graduated and look back on those years as very, very happy, satisfying years.
I guess, well, I'm curious, did you work harder because you cherished it? Because I know that some people, when they have the opportunity, they'll sit back on their laurels.
Not the least bit. I worked hard in high school, and I worked even harder at San Diego State, because I brought my report cards home for my father to see. They were never hidden. And thank God they were good. I enjoyed the classes. The teachers, the professors there were close to you in the class. they knew your name and they knew who you were. And if they wanted to talk to you about your work, you were requested to meet with them. And I had a good time. I enjoyed it. I'll never forget those 4 years. Never. I hated to see the old building go down. In fact, there were a lot of schools taken down, especially our beautiful San Diego High School. And many of the high schools that were taken down, demolished in San Diego, was sad. And I know I went back to some of my reunions at the new San Diego High School, and I was amazed. It was so spick and span and clean and neat. And the days when I was there and when I went back was dirty. And I asked several kids where was the room, and I had the name of the room and the building to go to where we were to meet, and they didn't have the foggiest.